You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yet you're back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. Gunfire and explosions ring out in a northern Paris suburb as heavily armed soldiers and SWAT teams close in on a suspected jihadist cell. At least 7 people arrested. A woman suicide bomber blew herself up, and another terrorist was shot and killed by police during that raid that was looking for the mastermind of last week's deadly Paris terror attacks. French President Francois Hollande saying through a translator, it turns out the mastermind wasn't there, and 5 of those French officers were injured in the raid.
I would like to express our gratitude, our admiration for the forces, the people who launched this operation.
Today, authorities say 8 suspected ISIS terrorists posing as refugees have been arrested at an airport in Turkey. They were planning to travel to Germany illegally. And in Hanover, Germany, a soccer stadium evacuated just before a game last night after police get word of a possible threat. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Two Paris-bound air flights diverted after taking off from U.S. airports when threats are received. One lands safely in Salt Lake City, the other in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Authorities say so far in neither case have any bombs or threats been found. A Texas congressman saying if more of the victims in the Paris attacks had guns, the outcome last Friday would have been different.
Texas Congressman Ted Poe says the increased security in Washington, D.C. after the recent terror threat from ISIS is proof that ISIS is winning.
Okay, we got more security at the airports. We got security at the stadium because of ISIS. I don't want to live that way.
Poe thinks the administration needs to have a better plan to combat the terrorist organization. Reacting to the attacks in Paris, Poe also says that if that kind of thing would have happened in his home state of Texas, the attacks would have had a different outcome.
If the same thing would have happened, there would have been several people who had arms to defend themselves to eliminate the attackers.
In Washington, I'm Joe Gomez.
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The field of Republican presidential candidates still rather large, but it is down by one this morning as we hear from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal appeared on Fox News Tuesday and announced that he was suspending his presidential campaign. Fox's Brett Baer asked Jindal why he thought his campaign didn't take off.
We spent a lot of time developing detailed policy papers, and given this crazy, unpredictable election season, clearly there just wasn't a lot of interest in those policy papers.
Jindal said when his term is up as Louisiana governor, he will work with an organization called America Next helped change the future of the Republican Party. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, two of Republican Ben Carson's top advisors quoted as saying that the Republican presidential candidate is struggling to try to master the complexities of the Middle East and national security. Advisors telling the New York Times in an interview that intense tutoring was having little effect on Carson. Meanwhile, Carson's rival, Donald Trump, interviewed by ABC, and he says he's not sold on any sort of screening process to vet Syrian refugees entering the U.S. Trump saying screening for Christian refugees would be superior, but suggested it's not possible to know which refugees are actually Christians. And Willie Nelson, the first country music artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, being celebrated in Washington, D.C. tonight at an invitation-only gala that will be taped and aired on PBS on January 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, host of Counselor's Chat, and you are currently listening to Counselor's Chat. My topic for today is about the emotional effects of terror. Gee, why in the world would I pick such a topic? Well, if you haven't listened to the news, you might want to listen to the news, but the world is exploding, I will say that, slowly into a really scary place. And we are having terrorist outbreaks around the world. Beirut, Kenya, and Paris, just to name three places. Germany, with the threat of it coming right here to the United States. And we have had, as you all know, 9/11 and Boston bombers. We've already seen Fort Hood. We've already seen terrorism taking place right here on our own soil. And with all of the things that are going on in Paris and in France right now, Belgium, I think it's important to talk about the effects of terror from a counseling perspective. I think this puts everyone a little bit on edge. And especially if you are living in areas where there are things currently happening. So terror is fear, and it's fear ramped up. It is extreme fear, terror, and horror. One of the things that I say to, I know you've heard me say this, for those of you that listen frequently, that we have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Actually, being lonely is probably one of the most moderate forms of afraid. Feeling abandoned, that's in that category of fear. Scared, frightened. There's a lot of words that can describe in trepidation, anxiety, angst in general, uncomfortable, cautious. Lots of words. But we're talking about terrorized. That is more of an extreme aspect of fear. And fear is something that is innate to all living creatures. All creatures experience the feeling of fear. They may not experience the feeling of sadness. However, I do believe that there are some in the animal world, some animals other than human beings, that experience sadness. Elephants, other mammals. We can see some of our pets, dogs and cats. I think fear is an important feeling. Actually, it's a very important feeling. It is the feeling that helps us protect ourselves. It is a feeling that keeps us from death. It's a survival feeling. And so fear is natural when we have things like disease, natural disaster, living with chronic pain, broken relationships, possibility of losing our jobs, walking down a dark alleyway, many things. But we're living in a time where people are using this natural, innate emotion that we have to cause war and control. And this type of fear is traumatizing because it is so radical, because it is so unexpected, so horrific, and so terrifying. So we end up having responses to that. Sometimes they can be short-lived, sometimes the response to terror can be longer lived. 20% of people, or maybe even more, develop serious emotional distress like post-traumatic stress or acute stress. And that is a consequence, an unfortunate consequence. So I need to take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I'm talking about the effects of terror on our lives, on our emotional lives. And that terror is part of natural response to anything that threatens our lives. Fear is a good emotion. We need fear. We need all our emotions. Our emotions can help us make decisions, can help us protect ourselves. When we go to the extreme, we can end up isolating ourselves, and that's the extreme. We don't want to get to that point. We want to be able to live our lives fully. But there are some immediate effects to terror. And these effects are triggered by a fight or flight response. We saw it in Paris. People wanting to run. Running into rooms. Running up and going into other people's apartments. Running down ladders. Running out of buildings. Trying to escape. It's a split-second decision. We don't necessarily think. We react. We don't respond. We're trying to minimize the impact. We're trying to stay alive. Sometimes people freeze. They just freeze. There were stories about people in Paris who just laid on the ground and froze. They just froze or up against the wall and just didn't move. Sometimes end up feeling even guilty that they weren't able to do something else or run or protect themselves or protect someone else. But that's when we look back. But in the middle of the situation, we either run away, play dead, or fight. And we've seen this in all situations where there has been terror. We have had instances where people actually throw themselves at the terrorist. 9/11, Flight 93. That's a fine example of fight. They went down with the plane, but they fought. The train in Paris fought. Didn't fight, didn't flee, didn't play dead, but fought. Not everyone is capable of doing that. We're all wired a little differently. So some of us will play dead, some of us will run, and some of us will fight. But that's the immediate reaction to this crisis when terror is happening. No one likes the feeling of fear, even though, interestingly, we do things in this country, such as roller coasters, which for me are extremely fearful, and Halloween, they like to go to haunted houses and those things, or watch horror movies. So we do trigger that feeling, and yet at the same time, we know that those things are fantasy fear. They're not real fear. It is the real fear that is the toughest and most terrifying of situations. So the immediate response to a terrifying event is fear. The adrenaline rushes, and we react. It is generally after things have calmed down, things get peaceful, that we have the post, the after trauma. But it is that initial spurt of adrenaline triggered by the fear. We run. We play dead, or freeze, or we fight. That's the immediate response to terror. However, there are also some short-term effects. And I think seeing what's going on in Paris, okay, short-term effects, well, people are really cautious. Really cautious, jumpy. So there were situations where somebody lit some firecrackers. Dumb, anyway. People reacted. Again, reacted. And we react the same way, which is fight, flight, freeze. We look for ways to protect ourselves. And that can oftentimes be a challenge. We might end up doing things we never thought we would in ways of protecting ourselves. Sometimes, with the short-term effects, it can cause hypervigilance, in other words, always looking over our shoulders, waiting for the next thing to happen. Anger. So that anger is part of that fear. I want to fight back. How dare they? I want to fight back. Shock. Walking around, sort of dazed. What happened? What happened? Guilt. I should have done something to stop it. Shame, what was wrong with me that I ran away? Anxiety, again, that's that hypervigilance. And depression, the sadness over the loss, the destruction. These things are common and can be short term. However, for some people, these experiences can become long-term. The short-term effects are common even when they're strong, even when they may appear to be ridiculous, because we can say, brain is so interesting. I can look at my behavior, and one part of my brain is going, well, this is silly. You're running away. This is silly. Why don't you stop and fight? And yet I can't stop my legs from making me run away. You know, I could be talking and say, turn around and fight. Do something. Run, 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 run. It's a normal response. It's one of the ways that we might be coping with the stress of the event. And we may feel this way for a couple of months. Feel the anxiety, feel the guilt, the shame, the sadness. That's part of acute stress. It's not yet post-traumatic stress, it's acute stress. And over time, the feelings in their intensity decrease. Each day, subside a little bit. Begin to feel safer. Nothing's happening today. Nothing happened yesterday. Nothing happened the day before. Going back to my old routine, I may be cautious, hypervigilant. Still nothing's going on. Beginning to let my guard down a little bit. Feeling a little bit safer. I feel like I can breathe a little bit. I might find myself grieving losses. Feeling angry. They're normal responses. But there are also long-term effects. And this is when we begin to talk about post-traumatic stress. So post-traumatic stress can take more than a few months before it emerges. Sometimes it can take even years. The people that I work with that have trauma in their lives, which I will say is probably most people, because we tend to think of trauma as these extreme terroristic issues that are going on, events. We tend to think of trauma as our soldiers returning back from war, the people in Paris, 9/11 survivors. These people have suffered real trauma. But these are also people that we can sympathize with because of the extremity of the events. But terror can happen in all kinds of ways. Growing up in an alcoholic home or a home where there's drug addiction or crime. Mom or dad are in jail, watching our parents abuse each other, physical abuse, getting physically abused by a parent or a caregiver, sexual trauma, childhood, sexual trauma, incest, rape as an adult, trauma, losing a job can be traumatic. How am I gonna survive without income? Car accident. I was a car accident yesterday on my way in. I had a client at 7 o'clock. I was 20 minutes late. Oh boy, that car was a pancake. It was just really, really sad. It's traumatic. It pricks some trauma for me, but the people that experience it are first responders that are there responding to the accident. Traumatic. Our police respond every day to trauma. They're confronted with it every day. So it's not just our soldiers, it's our police, it's our firemen, it's our EMT, it's the people in emergency rooms. If you have an abusive childhood, if you have broken relationships, the more trauma you have in your life, the greater chance you have of actually developing post-traumatic stress, because it's cumulative if not dealt with, which is true for any feeling. It's cumulative if not dealt with. So I'm going to take a short break. I think I will do the weather this time also, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. ISIS is claiming it has executed two hostages, one Norwegian and the other Chinese. ISIS did say in September it was holding a Norwegian scholar and a Chinese consultant for ransom. Their magazine appeared to show photos of the dead men with a banner reading, "Executed." The White House says airstrikes are taking a toll on ISIS. However, Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina tells Fox News President Obama's comments about ISIS being contained are wrong.
They are at war with us. They are at war with this nation. They are at war with our way of life. They are at war with Europe. And President Obama is speaking in a way that is beneath his office.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest tells Fox News' Fox and Friends they're happy to have support from France following last week's attacks in Paris. Earnest adds that they would love to have more support from Russia, which only started attacks on ISIS a few months ago. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 59 degrees, and the humidity is 58%. It is cloudy, with a chance of showers tonight, mainly after 11 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, showers. Rain can be heavy at times. The high would be 64. Thursday night, showers, mainly before 2. And then Friday, a slight chance of showers in the morning before 8 a.m., otherwise, it will be clearing up with a high near 55. Saturday will be mostly sunny, as well as Sunday, mostly sunny with a both in the upper 40s. So, nice weekend. If you have nothing to do this weekend, take a short trip, about 2.5-3 hours from Hunterdon County, out to Gettysburg. Saturday is Remembrance Day, which is a precursor to Memorial Day. It's a great event where you see both Confederate and Union soldiers having a lovely parade down the main streets of Gettysburg, as well as a reenactment of the Gettysburg Address. So if you have nothing else to do, get up bright and early on Saturday morning. And the parade generally starts around 1 o'clock, so you can make it a day trip. Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking today about the effects, the emotional effects of terror on our lives. As I said, fear is an important emotion. It helps protect us. As does actually anger. Oftentimes can be a feeling that helps protect us. And fear, just like all the other feelings, have different volumes. You know, it could be lonely, it can be cautious, I can be afraid, I can be terrorized. And that's what we're talking about. There are immediate effects when we are terrorized. It's the fight, flight, or freeze response. And it is about survival, plain and simple. And every animal has that fight or flight. You know, it's just, it's part of survival. It's what we do as creatures on Earth. There are short-term effects, which can happen a few days or even a few weeks after a terrifying incident. And those effects can be hypervigilant. Sense of guilt, again, sense of shame, anger, anxiety, depression. However, these oftentimes subside. And as I was saying right before the break, long-term trauma, and I had listed everything from child abuse to growing up in a dysfunctional alcoholic home, abusive relationships, just to name a few things, can become accumulative, so that for some people they may undergo a traumatic event such as what happened in Paris, and within a few weeks be okay. But someone who may have had layers of trauma in their lives that have been undealt with may develop post-traumatic stress. You know, the question is, how come only some of our soldiers develop post-traumatic stress and not all? And that really is, that is one of the key ingredients. So it depends on the trauma in your own childhood, the trauma in your own personal life that may contribute to the type of trauma you may suffer as a soldier. One of the things, too, that I think I want to talk about a little bit with what is going on currently is we are talking about an ideology. There's a couple of ideologies. And the thing about the word ideology, the ideal, if we eliminate all guns, all bombs, all explosives, then we will have peace. And that is a lovely, lovely ideal. It is a fantasy. An ideal is a fantasy of perfection. And it does not exist. It will never exist. Because we have this little thing that gets in our way. People. There's no such thing as the perfect person. And when we have things, as I just said, cumulative stress, cumulative anger, cumulative poverty, lack of education, false ideals, these things, they build up. You know, one of the things that happened when the ships appeared on the horizon, the American Indians, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, stood there on the shore and they didn't even see it. They kept looking at it, but they didn't see it. It was more than their brain could comprehend. I think we have some of those situations going on in our own country. We're so stuck on the ideal that we cannot see the reality. As a counselor, one of my jobs is to help people cope with reality. Am I perfect at it? No. Do I probably have ideals that cloud some of my own personal things in my life? Yes, probably. But my goal for myself and for my clients is to break down the ideology and look at the reality of the situation. So we have a situation where our world is falling apart. We have war going on around the world based on an ideology of radical Islam. Not caused by global warming, not caused solely by poverty, though there may be some contributions to that. It is based on an ideology of world order. So that radical, and I think the word radical is extremely important, radical Muslims, jihadists, have an ideology of how the world should look and will use whatever they need to use to get there, which includes terror. Unfortunately, the only way to combat it is not through ideology. We don't have time to try and retrain someone's ideology from one way of thinking to another way of thinking. It takes a process to take someone who has been indoctrinated into a cult. Any cult, who are following that cult blindly, such as the situation with the followers of Jim Jones. Some of you may not remember where they all literally drank the Kool-Aid. That's where we get drank the Kool-Aid, and they all died. They drank it. They all died following him to death. When we have people that are involved in those kinds of ideologies, it takes time to help them reframe into reality. Unfortunately, we have got a situation in the world where we have an ideology based in terror that promotes terror. And it's not just a localized terror, it is a worldwide terror. You know, we're so focused right now on what's going on in Europe, but it's also Beirut. It's also the refugees from Syria. Some of them may very well be members of ISIS, might be terrorists. I don't know that. Some of them may genuinely be fleeing for their lives and their safety. We have heard traumatic event after traumatic event after traumatic event. And even watching it on television is traumatizing. Now, we all have the choice. I'm going to turn it off. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to hear about it. I'm going to go about my life. I can become callous to it. But that's not coping with it. And that's what we need to learn how to do. We need to learn how to cope with it. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and that is exactly what I'm going to talk about, how to cope with the effects of extreme fear or terror. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. And I am talking about how trauma affects our lives and our emotions. Just a quick recap. Terror is something that happens when we respond to a terrifying event. So it's extreme fear and fear that triggers fight or flight or freeze, you play dead. We make split-second decisions based on a extreme rush of adrenaline in our system, and it's about survival. There are short-term effects, which can happen for days or even months following a traumatic event, where we're a little extra hyper-vigilant, we're cautious, depressed, may have some shame, guilt over how we reacted or responded. But over time, these feelings can subside, and we get on with our lives, and it's fine. But there can be some long-term events, and oftentimes, because of cumulative trauma, we may end up developing post-traumatic stress. And this is when we have trauma that is affecting our lives long after the traumatic experience. And this can include flashbacks and dreams and hypervigilance and being extra jumpy and having points in time where we're feeling, even during the day, as if we're reliving the situation. And so the experience of the trauma is re-traumatizing. But there are some things that we can cope. with the immediate effects, even with that, you might want to think about in your life, have you had any events in your life where there has been trauma? Maybe a car accident, or you witnessed something, or maybe even your own childhoods, or your own lives. What are some things that you did immediately to take care of yourself? Think about pre-plan. That's why we have things, we have people called first responders. Make a plan for yourself on how to respond to trauma so that you know what you're going to do. Have a plan of action. In terms of short-term effects, avoid being critical of yourself. And don't emotionally punish yourself, saying, oh, I could have done this, I should have done that, why didn't I take action, why didn't I fight back, I can't believe I ran. You did what you needed to do at the moment, in that split second. If you are having dreams, if you're experiencing terrifying emotions or flashbacks, you might want to do some self-soothing techniques. What do I mean by that? Well, they can be things as simple as practicing mindfulness. Now, when I work with clients that have post-traumatic stress, one of the things that can happen sometimes as we talk about the event, a client can have a flashback in my office. And one of the things that I do is I help ground them and center them by using actual mindfulness techniques. I say to them, look at me. I want you to look at my face. And they'll turn their head. No, look at my face. Tell me, what do you see? What color are my eyes? Look at my eyes. What color are my eyes? What am I wearing? What color? And generally, using our visual sense is, it tends to be one of the first things that we can focus on, because we're using our eyes to focus. What do you see? What shapes do you see? What colors are in the room? What color? What do you hear? Then I go to hearing. What do you hear? Oh, I hear your voice. Do you hear anything else? I hear the click of the tick of the clock. Okay. All right. Anything else? Who's in the room? Just you, you know, just the two of us. Okay. Is anything coming at you right now that's actually hurting you, threatening you? No. Okay. So it's about getting that centered feeling of being, okay, actually, I might have had a flashback, you know, car just back. I've got a neighbor across the street that's got one of those big tractor things with a, I don't know, looks like a small barn behind it to pick up its leaves. That darn thing is always backfiring. You know, the first couple of times I heard it, I was like, oh, what is that? What is that? Sounds like a gun. Just my own. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's that guy with his little tractor backfiring. And there's, you know, it's saying if I had post-traumatic stress, saying, okay, actually, you know what? I'm in my house. Everything's safe. I'm good. It's all good. Just, I'm safe right now. Make myself a cup of tea. Practice some yoga. Do some deep breathing. Breathing is an excellent form of immediate effects, or even taking care of some short-term effects. Spend time with family and friends. Write. Do some journaling. Learn a new activity. These things can help gradually diminish the short-term effects of the trauma. And the other thing that's really important is to get back into your life. It's the get back on the horse as soon as you can. And those things are really important to do. Make sure that you are eating well, healthy. Make sure that you are getting enough fluids, enough rest, enough exercise. Basics, really important. Basics are really important. And then long-term effects. How to cope with those long-term effects. So for some, it does develop into post-traumatic stress. And when we have post-traumatic stress, the emotional distress has not faded from the situation. And like I said, it's cumulative. So we say, why do some people who have experienced exactly the same event that I experienced, how come some develop PTSD and others don't? Well, again, it's because it's cumulative. So it might be important then to seek out counseling, to get some kind of therapy, to get some professional assistance. There have been, and you can even Google it, brain imaging and post-traumatic stress disorder. There are actual chemical changes that can happen in the brain from cumulative trauma. So that for some people, medication may be required, which is okay. You know, if I need it, then I need it. Medication generally is not sufficient. Medication and therapy, talk therapy. We have learned over time that talk therapy is one of the best treatments for post-traumatic stress. So if you also need medication, by all means, under a psychiatrist's watch, it's not the right word, but you understand, and psychiatrists really no longer do talk therapy, medication, and find a good counselor, someone who has a background in dealing with post-traumatic stress, and begin to tell your story and your experience in a safe, confidential situation where you can learn new coping skills. It's important to be kind to yourself. Accept that you're going through a difficult time and that you are working at new ways of managing the problem, managing the trauma. Build a support system of safe people, friends and family. Get involved by volunteering. Begin to create hobbies, doing things that you enjoy. And as always, I suggest taking care of yourself physically. Eating well, exercising, getting adequate sleep, writing down your thoughts in a journal, do relaxation exercises, practice mindfulness. Tai Chi is an excellent activity. And practice being in the moment, being in the moment. So I hope this was helpful. I think the whole world has been traumatized by what has happened in Paris. Paris, I've been there twice in my life. I will say it is probably one of my favorite cities, and France is probably one of my favorite countries. And so my heart and my good wishes go to the French and to the whole world. Everywhere from Africa, Kenya, the university down there where there was 147 killed in a terrorist attack, Beirut, all the way here to the United States. It's global. And so we need to acknowledge that. With that being said, it is also about maintaining your life. Stay on course. Take care of yourself. Promote health. Promote happiness. Meditate. Positive thoughts. Good wishes. So, it's come to the end of my show. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor. I do have a private practice here in Flemington. You can find out more about what I do on the web. You can find me at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's altarollcounselor.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I would love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions for shows, that would be great. If you have a comment about this show, you can also find me on Facebook at Counselors Chat. I have a new Facebook page, and I have some hashtags, and that they are that mental health matters.